We will now compare the deemed payment calculation using two workers, one caught by the IR35 rules, the other running her business via a managed service company. Theresa Mason and Julie Eastwood are change management consultants. Both are working on a freelance rationalization project for the Equitas Group, a large insurance company based in Cambridge. Both live in London and usually work in and around the city, but they travelled daily to Cambridge for the project. Theresa Mason is employed by Mason Consulting Limited, a company in which she is managing director and sole shareholder. She accepts that her engagement with Equitas falls under the IR35 legislation. Mason Consulting Limited met Theresa's travel costs to and from Cambridge of £9,000. Julie Eastwood provided her services through Watertight Solutions Limited, a company which falls within the managed service companies legislation. Julie personally incurred travel costs to and from Cambridge of £9,000. The fee from Equitas Group was their only income from engagements in 2010-11. We need to calculate the deemed employment payment for both Theresa and Julie. Taking Theresa first, income from relevant engagements is £100,000. We deduct the 5% notional costs of Theresa running her company to give £95,000. Qualifying travel costs are £9,000. Theresa is an employee of her own company, so travel to and from Equitas is travel to a temporary workplace and is deductible under the normal rules for employment-related expenses. When calculating the employer's NIC on the payment, the earnings threshold of £5,715 is deducted, and the remaining payment is multiplied by 12.8 over 112.8. Theresa is left with a net deemed payment of £76,890. Mason Consulting Limited should apply PAYE to this payment. Moving now to Julie. Income from relevant engagements is also £100,000. However, this time we do not deduct the 5% notional costs as Julie runs her business via the MSC. Similarly, the costs of travel from the contractor's home to the place where her duties are carried out are not allowable. The gross deemed payment is £100,000. Employers' NICs are deducted to leave Julie with a net deemed payment of £89,301. This is substantially more than for Theresa, even though the income and expenses were the same. The MSC, Watertight Solutions Limited, should apply PAYE to this payment. Julie would be better off providing services via her own personal service company, and thereby coming within the normal IR35 rules. Under the definition of a managed service company, some businesses may be unfairly treated as MSC providers. There are therefore exemptions for the following businesses. Firstly, providers of legal and accountancy services in a professional capacity are exempted. For example, recommending a sole trader to incorporate and then assisting with payroll and other compliance functions would not make the accountant an MSC provider. Secondly, employment agencies are exempt. These businesses, who merely place individuals with other persons who wish to obtain their services, would not be caught. If an individual is operating through their own personal service company, the personal service company legislation establishes a deemed payment assessable as employment income. If an individual has shares in a managed service company, a deemed employment payment must be calculated in accordance with the managed service company legislation. Since the anti-avoidance legislation in respect of managed service companies was introduced, there has been a significant fall in the number of such companies. Alternatively, the worker could choose to use the services of an umbrella company. In this structure, the worker does not own shares in the umbrella company, so he cannot take dividends. Instead, the umbrella company is paid by the client. The company takes an administration fee, then remunerates the worker via earnings taxed under PAYE. Workers use umbrella companies for ease of invoicing and accounting. All remuneration is taxed at source under PAYE, and therefore there is no need to calculate a deemed employment payment. As you will see, in every instance where a worker is providing services for one client, whether they use an MSC, an umbrella company, or their own personal service company, the broad effect is the same. Any remuneration received from their chosen structure should be subject to tax and NIC at source under PAYE. Only those who would not be an employee of their client under the employed versus self-employed rules should now escape PAYE. Let us now attempt a couple of practice questions. In the first question, you are asked to calculate the worker's deemed payment as at the 5th of April 2011. We start with income from relevant engagements, and from this we take an automatic 5% deduction. The salary paid to Winston is an allowable expense, as is the employer's national insurance contributions on that pay. The employer's secondary NIC is the salary of £7,000 less the earnings threshold multiplied by 12.8%. This leaves a gross deemed payment by Churchill Limited of £64,086. Remember that this gross amount will include the employer's national insurance contributions, and to arrive at the NIC figure, we multiply the gross payment by 12.8 over 112.8. The net deemed payment to Winston is the gross payment less the employer's NIC of £7,272, giving us £56,814. The only one of the four expenses which is not deductible in calculating the worker's deemed salary is the donation to charity under the gift aid scheme. Employer contributions to an approved pension scheme are deductible. Professional subscriptions reimbursed would normally be deductible expenses for the worker, so these are allowed. Any NIC paid by the employer, either on earnings or on benefits, is also deductible. The correct answer is therefore answer D. This concludes this lecture on personal service companies.